Lindner, could we have your views, sir? US, with the help of certain allies, is busy trying to, introduce Iran as the cause of tension in the Middle East. Could we have your considered opinion as regard to the cause of tension in the Middle East? Which country is considered to be the perpetrator of causing so much instability in this region of the world?
From my observations in faraway Denmark, the situation would be much the same as has already been so clearly expounded by my colleague Lady Renouf. And I would want to add another observation that I made when I was your guest in Iran in December 2006, namely that when your president came with various remarks, certainly directed against what he called the fake Zionist regime, it was very important to make a clear distinction that has been twisted in Western media, as I observed later on, namely that what your president came forward with was not a threat, but rather a warning. He was not in any way threatening to impose a new Holocaust or to wage a war against Israel or anything of the sort. He was rather like a doctor coming up with a warning, saying if you keep on smoking, it'll have a fatal end. So you won't say that the doctor is out to kill you if he says such a thing. This was my impression of what your president actually said. So we can really say that there has been a deliberate distortion in the Western media, as far as I have been able to observe for within the last 5 or 6 months from my little posts in Denmark. It is also important, if you wish, to continue, there was a very clear statement by your president in the Tehran Times in December 12th, just, if you will permit me to quote it, just as the fake Zionist regime was established by big powers based on lies, it should either pack up and leave or hold a free referendum, etc. So this is the option, pack up and leave, which is not warmongering, it's not a call for the destruction of Israel or the like, it's rather a good piece of advice. Now, what your president said seemed to be based on the conviction that the fake Zionist regime was based on lies. And you want to focus on the expression lies. He did not, there was no explicit, it was not made quite explicit what it meant in this connection, the term lies. But on the 11th and 12th December 2006, there was a conference on the Holocaust. And if you wish to understand the attitude of your president and many other Iranians and many other non-Iranians on this Zionist regime, you can't understand the situation without also taking the issue of the Holocaust into consideration. Of course, taking up the Holocaust here would be going far beyond our limits, I think, but it is important to look at this Holocaust issue with an opened, much more open mind than is usually the case. And this was a very positive thing about what was organized by the Iranian government, foreign minister in particular, in December 2006 in Tehran. Here, for the first time, there was official support for an open debate. That means a debate where various, really not only conflicting but contradictory, opposing views met, and they met in a very, very pleasant atmosphere. I've been to dozens of international conferences. It was one of the most pleasant, if not the most pleasant, conference I ever attended. There was really a goodwill. And above all, there was no prejudice. I was very impressed with this. So what I'm saying is this, that when your president comes up with a critique of what he calls the fake Zionist regime, you do want to keep in mind the reason for saying fake. And it largely has to do with this lack of free research into the prehistory of the establishment of the state of Israel and the powers behind, so to speak, which you might call the Zionist powers if you don't want to limit yourself to Israel. Perhaps the expression Zionism is and Zionist would be the right ones here. So history must be known in order to understand the present situation in the Middle East. And, as to repeat myself, there are many issues in history that are not openly discussed. And that is actually where I personally come into the picture, not really because this issue interests me, but I was very, very disappointed, not to say enraged, when I saw how difficult it was to get reliable information in the Western media about what actually occurs in the Middle East. So to conclude here, I must thank and encourage the responsible Iranians for taking the initiative to get more out, more of the obscure, hidden, suppressed, vital information about what's going on in the Middle East to the public, the Western as well as the Middle Eastern
public. Thank you. Thank you, Professor
Lindner. So that would be some of the words I could bring to you.
Thank you, Professor Lindner.
Iran and to the interested viewers.